everybody, to a brand new episode where we're going to be talking about some brand new artists. Well, I guess singular. My name's Josh. You're today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, greetings. Hello.
And as is tradition, this is the No Curse Minute sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, where we, you know, don't curse for the first minute because it's rude. No, it's not because it's rude. It's because we want to make more money.
Yes. And also, Sophie, if you happen to check out any of the episodes, I tried reaching out to you via Instagram. I tagged you for, I don't know, whatever. I think it was the Mercury in Retrograde video. That was me. That's associated with Game Rage Magazine. All gas, no trash officials. The other.
Dude, what if she thinks that we have, it's like a spam, like you know how people have those fake Instagrams where it's like you're just pretending to be them? Wouldn't that be cool if we actually had somebody pretending to be us? Like that,
you know
that
what? Would be. This is kind of pointless because I think ultimately the episode she will check out is when we actually talk about her. So whenever she sends us a new song or we find out about a new song, well, we'll just mention it then.
Yeah. So anyways, all right.
Did we reach the 1 minute mark?
Yeah, we're past it. It's 1:30.
1:30?
Yeah. So, all right. So today we are going to listen to a new artist that Adam found.
Right.
Called Badass Mother.
Yeah. There's not really much of an intro. This is going to get like straight to the point. I mean, as far as what we know about her, because I mean, she's a fairly new artist, is that she's from Australia.
Straya.
All right. So this is, I'm just going to read off of her bio from Instagram.
Okay.
So she compares herself to an artist named Remy Wolf, who's quite popular here in the U.S., and Sabrina Carpenter, which is pop artist as well. And then she says she is a githable my Gunberry Yugumbe Galmelaroy woman. I'm guessing those are like indigenous tribes in Australia. I don't know where she's based out of. I think she might be based out of Brisbane. Not entirely sure, but I found her on Spotify and I thought this is rather interesting. Like if there were something to be done about dub or reggae because it's so archaic and it hasn't really been touched up in quite some time. Like, yeah, maybe drum and bass and jungle have like incorporated elements of dub and reggae in that form. But I think what Badass Mother is doing with her music, like this is what I think reggae or dub needs to contemporize or to be a little bit more modernized. So let's go ahead and check out some of the tracks that she's made, and we'll get Josh's opinion.
All right, so fire up your Google machines, your Instagram music players, your Windows Media Viewer, your Real Player,
your Napster.
Oh yeah, Napster.
Napster Lime player. Wire. Your fucking FrostWire.
Yeah, fire it up and let's look at Badass Mother. And then what's the name of the first song we're listening to?
So the first track that we're going to be listening to is called Bub.
Like, Bub, like B-U-B.
Like Wolverine, snickety, snickety, snowy. B-U-B, Bub.
All right, here we go. This is Bub by Badass Mother. All right, that was Bub by Badass Mother. All right. I'm going to get a little crazy.
Right now. Here we go. Here we go with the movie plots.
All right, okay. That, first of all, that song was excellent, okay? That shit was like so commercially viable.
It is, man.
Like that, there, I can't even, there's no word that describes, commercially viable is an understatement, okay? There's nothing that can actually describe the applications that singular song has to make money in other venues that aren't music, okay? Now, okay, here's I'm sitting there, I'm thinking about this song, all right?
All right, here comes the meth-induced this is movie plot.
Stonks, all right? Literally stonks. Okay, so it's right pre-Depression Australia, 1929, okay? Pre-Depression. You got this young guy. This is a biopic, first of all, but it's not about the guy, okay? This is just to get to the point. The biopic's actually about a horse, okay? So the biopic is about this horse. Okay, it starts off with this guy. It's 1929. Right about, he lied about his age, just like dudes lied about their age to get in the military. He lied about his age to become a stockbroker. All right, so he's like the stockbroker in the Australian stock market, and he literally day one when he starts is the crash. Like it's the fucking crash, and he's immediately out of a job, and he's like, "Fuck, what am I gonna do now?" So the country is reeling from this. There's the far right party that's rising. There's the communist party that's rising, and they're kind of battling each other. And this dude's just like, man, I just need a job. And so one day he stumbles upon this fucking horse. All right. And so there's this horse that's from like the night. Don't ask me how I know this, but there's this horse from the 1929s Depression era. Of
are we talking about
Australia?
Like racing horses?
Yeah, it's a racing horse. Called, his name was Farlap. All right. P-H-A-R, all right, not F-A-R, okay, P-H, with he was fat with a P-H, all right, okay. And maybe we rename him to Fat Lap.
Shout out to Fat Joe,
all right, and his cousin Sleepy Joe, and all the other dwarf Joes that are out there, okay, so anyways, so we get this horse, and it just follows the career of this horse, because in the early Depression era of, through that 1929 through like 1934, two-ish era when they were trying to recover from the Depression like everybody else was. That was one of the things that Australia really, like the people really latched onto this fucking horse. And I don't know if there's actually a movie that's been made about this horse or not.
Wait, but so was it like Laika for like the Russians when he got sent the dog, like the little terrier dog?
Went in space?
Yeah, and he was like a hero?
Yeah, kind of, but it was for this horse didn't go to space. This horse just won some races and then basically ended up like the horse hide and like his bones are in a museum in fucking Australia.
Is he is he a symbol of national pride and like heroism?
From that time, yes. Like because
but why?
Because they didn't have anything.
Oh, okay.
The country was like fighting each other and like they didn't fucking have shit. Nobody had any money.
The emus were taking over.
Yeah. And they just were like, there's like a guy, I think there was like some dude who was like, I think it's cricket. That was like super popular at the time. It was like the country utilized sport events to like gain that sense of, okay, we might not have any money and we're all poor, but at least we can all band together and like rally around this horse and around this like cricketing guy. So like the story's about the horse. All right. It's a biopic about the horse. Like that fucking one that Disney
Seabiscuit,
did.
Yeah,
Seabiscuit. It's like that. All right. No one cares about the guy who wrote it. We just give a fuck about the horse. All right. But in order to get people to watch, you got to have a guy. So like you just that's the premise to get the guy in. All right. And then you follow his horse and then eventually the horse dies at the end, obviously. And then it's sad. And then they skin him and then they take his fucking bones and they put him in a museum where it sits to this day. A national treasure of Australia. And that's my pitch for a fucking movie. This song is playing as the dude's like walking to his fucking first day at the stock market, like at the beginning of the movie. This is like opening the fucking movie. And goddamn, it would be so straight fire. Straight fire, son.
All right.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
So the reason that I like this song is because I think it's not quite on the nose as more traditional, like, dub and reggae type of shit. You know, it's, like, more along the lines of, like, 311 and even No Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's more modern, but it even has, like, more of the pop feel to it. Like, the pop outweighs the dub and the reggae, which I think in and of itself, if it were just dub and reggae, that it wouldn't quite as work as well, because there hasn't really been an artist as big as Bob Marley. And that I don't want to say the genre has died with the Marley family, or that it's kind of just been insulated from everybody else. Like, yeah, sure, there are other notable dub and reggae artists that have existed there, you know, well after Bob Marley has existed, and even like Toots and the Maytals and all those, you know, figureheads of ska, reggae, dub and all that shit. But there really hasn't been like a major player that wasn't a fucking Marley. Right.
Yeah, true.
But the point I'm trying to make is that I think reggae or dub like needs a bit of like an evolution, and it has existed in other incarnations in like drum and bass and jungle and a lot of like EDM genres, or I don't know if that's appropriate, but if anybody wants to correct me on that, do it in the comments or whatever. But my main point being is that like this feels like along the lines of like maybe No Doubt, that it's modern and it's contemporary and it's popish, but it's like way more accessible than like traditional dub and reggae for, you know, for like the, for those heads.
That right. Really, yeah.
So, but now we're going to listen to another track from this artist that we, let me double check to see what the name is. Cause I already,
this is how you know, it's like, at least this is how you know it's a good artist is, if I get these goddamn movie plots out of this shit, that's how you know this shit's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I can't understand my own thought process of why this happens, why I get like these ideas from music. But like, that's just how I know it's intrinsically good is because if their art inspires me to create something else, like another piece of art about something, then like, shit, man, that's how you know it's good. It's art inspiring art, man. Like,
you know what's weird? I've thought about this too, but not in the way that you think about it. Like, cause you get like ideas for things. The way I see it with kind of the same thing in mind is if I can imagine an artist playing in like larger venues, or I see a future in them and getting their music syncing up in television. Like if I'm already thinking like that, that's how big the project is to me.
Yeah.
And if I don't think like that, if I think it's just good, it's like, oh, it's going to be a fluke. It's just a flash of the pan. It's not going to be anything. But so the next track that we're going to listen to from Badass Mother is a song called Dizzy. And this one is drastically different from Bub.
All right.
But this to me is the more accessible, like even more accessible side of Badass Mother. And I think we might actually end the episode just on this one.
Song? Okay.
Cause I thought we were going to do three, but I really don't like this other song. Like I like it, but it's not something if I had to sell you on two songs, these two would be the immediate ones. So the next track that we're going to listen to is called Dizzy.
Dizzy. All right, so, here we go.
Yeah.
This would be Dizzy by Badass Mother. Here we go. All right, that was Dizzy by Badass Mother. Okay, again, that was also so extremely commercially viable that I can't even fucking explain it in words. Now, I didn't get a full movie concept off of this, but I have a fucking segment or a sequence just that this is perfect for. All right, so it's a movie, or a show, whatever, it's a female space bounty hunter. All right. It's played by that chick who was the Valkyrie in the Thor movie. And like the event, I think she was in the Avengers movies too. I think her name was Tessa Thompson or something like that. All right. Anyways, it's her. She's the star. All right. And this song is the montage of her doing a Tom Cruise Risky Business-esque like dance scene where instead of like at the wall or in like that hallway where he's at, it's like in the bulkhead of like the ship that she's flying around in. And she's just like vibing out, doing dance moves. And then intercutting that between her doing that and like singing the song, like lip syncing the song, and her absolutely beating the fuck out of dudes, like just beating the shit out of them in like zero G, like popping teeth out, fucking just annihilating people. And this song is playing the whole time. And that, I think that's fucking cinema. All right.
Absolute
cinema. And, I think I need to get to writing. I need to write these things out. I need to write these movies. All right.
Yeah.
No one else is going to do it.
This thing, as she described within her own description on her Spotify profile or bio, she points to Remy Wolf as an artist that she's comparable to. But one that comes to mind for me in the pop realm is Dua Lipa. She had this album called Future Nostalgia, and this gives me a heavy influence or like a reference point that reminds me of Dua Lipa. And this to me is like between the two tracks, which one do I think is more viable? And which one do I like? I love Bub, but I think Dizzy is like the one that's to put her on the map, I think.
Yeah.
But not to discredit either track or anything like that. But I think for people, that I don't know, man, like the reggae shit's really interesting. And if you need something like a gateway drug into her, I would say start with Dizzy and then listen to Bub, and you're like, oh, holy shit, she does like pop with reggae and dub. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the order I would listen. We kind of did backwards, but fuck it. It doesn't matter.
But okay, we did it live.
Yeah, we did it live. So that is Badass Mother from Australia, an artist that I think is quite fucking good. And Josh gives his 9 thumbs of approval.
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, with the weird rating systems and 7 out of 10.
Yeah. And
7 out of, you know.
Negative numbers are involved somehow, yeah. Right? Like, you know.
Heart emoji out of 45.
Yeah, emojis are involved. Yeah, symbolism. Ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs.
Yeah. Whoa, shit. What's the timestamp for this?
1530, I guess.
1541.
Yeah. What else you got?
The last part is that so we've made, or I've made, a playlist of all the tracks that we're listening to.
Oh, okay.
So instead of me listing it in the description, please refer to the All Gas No Trash 2025 playlist for any music that we're listening to. It's going to be updated as we find new music, and you can check that out. So don't bother looking in the description for Badass Mother's music. Go to the playlist and we'll be adding that in the future. So just
check out the 2025 All Gas No Trash official playlist. That's pretty dope. Anyways, all right, is that it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Anyways, that's the end of the episode. Go check out Badass Mother, and we'll catch you on the next ones. And you guys can, you know, go fuck yourselves.